America that she couldn't wait to tell me about. "I have a 2-hour layover at the airport," she had said on the telephone. "Can you meet me for dinner? You're going to love what this manuscript says. It's just your kind of mystery." My kind of mystery? What did she mean by that? Inside, the restaurant was crowded. Several couples waited for tables. When I found the hostess, she told me Charlene had already been seated and directed me toward a terraced area above the main dining room. I walked up the steps and became aware of a crowd of people surrounding one of the tables. The crowd included 2 policemen. Suddenly, the policeman turned and rushed past me and down the steps. As the rest of the people dispersed, I could see past them to the person who seemed to have been the center of attention, a woman, still seated at the table. Charlene. I quickly walked up to her. "Charlene, what's going on? Is anything wrong?" She tossed her head back in mock exasperation and stood up, flashing her famous smile. I noticed that her hair was perhaps different, but her face was exactly as I remembered. Small, delicate features, wide mouth, huge blue eyes. "You wouldn't believe it," she said, pulling me into a friendly hug. "I went to the restroom a few minutes ago, and while I was gone, someone stole my briefcase." "What was in it?" "Nothing of importance, just some books and magazines I was taking along for the trip. It's crazy. The people at the other tables told me someone just walked in, picked it up, and walked out."